Today's reading is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, and I'm reading verses 1 through to 15. Very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep." A number of people have said to me that although lockdown has been really hard, one of the things that has been of a benefit during lockdown is that they have had more time to listen to God. So now is a good time to be thinking about listening to God. And of course, listening to God is what we want to do as Christians all the time. We believe that God is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent, that he's all-knowing, that he's all-powerful, and that he can be everywhere present, and he can see the bigger picture. So listening to God is a really good idea for us as a Christian. And also, we believe that God is the very definition of truth and love. So listening to God is surely one of our top priorities. If we want to be useful in God's plans, we need to listen to what he's telling us to do. So our first task is to listen to God, but we can also learn to be better listeners. I can learn to be a better listener too, and I want to be a better listener to God. And so this is a good opportunity for me to spend some time thinking about listening. So we're going to be spending the next six sermons that I'm doing thinking about listening to God and listening to God through others. And then in the weeks in between, you can put that into practice as you listen to others speaking about God too. Because it's quite difficult to listen to God.